One of the big issues the legislature is working on in this winter session is finding ways to deal with Maine's drug epidemic. Today in Augusta, treatment providers and physicians were among those asking the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee to support an increase in MaineCare reimbursement rates for methadone clinics. Over the last 5 years, the rates have been cut as a way to balance the budget, but now that state revenues have stabilized and the public's demanding greater access to treatment, supporters say it's time to restore that funding. Susan Sharon has more.
Until 6 years ago, methadone clinics in Maine received $80 a week to provide each patient on MaineCare a bundle of services: medication, individual and group counseling, drug testing, and physician assessments. At the time, the clinics had a ratio of 50 patients per counselor, but in 2010, the rates were cut to $72 a week, and 2 years later, they were reduced again to $60. Since then, clinics have had to double or triple the number of patients per counselor. They've also cut back on staff and patients themselves.
Client volume was decreased from 611 clients in 2010 to 469 in December 2010 and to 442 by December 2012.
Among those who testified before the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee Thursday was Lisa Harvey McPherson, representing Acadia Hospital in Bangor. Acadia is a nonprofit provider of outpatient opioid treatment. McPherson supports raising the MaineCare reimbursement rates to pre-2010 levels as a way to strengthen treatment and recovery programs. She says because of the heavy demand for treatment in recent months, the number of clients at Acadia is now up to 500, but there's a wait list of 80 additional people. And the problem is not unique. Last year, a methadone clinic in Sanford closed its doors, saying the low reimbursement rates were a factor.
Without funding for medicine, nothing will change.
Representative Linda Sanborn is a retired family physician from Gorham who quoted Dr. Mary Dowd, an addiction specialist who works at Milestone Foundation's detox facility in Portland. Extensive research shows that medications such as methadone and buprenorphine, commonly known as Suboxone, are the most effective treatments for opiate addiction when combined with counseling. Here's Sanborn quoting Dowd on the efficacy of both drugs, as backed up by the National Institutes of Health.
With methadone or buprenorphine, 80% of patients recover, go to work, pay their bills, raise their families. Without it, 80% relapse, even after living years sober. With counseling and rehab alone, 80% relapse. With detox alone, 95% relapse.
Representative Sanborn also encouraged members of the committee to reject what she calls a false argument that is often used in the debate over methadone and Suboxone, which is that patients are replacing an illegally used opiate for a legally used one. The National Institutes of Health says that's not the case. Instead, the agency finds that maintenance medication provides the best opportunity for patients to achieve recovery from opiate addiction. And Gordon Smith of the Maine Medical Association says because it's the best treatment available, it's not wise to legislatively or administratively limit clinical decision-making.
And by continuing to reduce the reimbursement for methadone, you are taking away that option for some physicians who think this is the best for their patients.
The bill also received support from the Maine Sheriff's Association. There was no opposition. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.